I know we've met somewhere, I remember your face, desperate pause, but your name escapes me. Age might be partly to blame, of course, decreasing numbers of grey cells. We also like to point greatly expanding numbers of people met and constantly increasing knowledge for the brain to keep on fail. Whatever the reason, while many of us claim that we never forget a face, hardly anyone seems to immune from failures to remember people's names. People used to be far more adept at remembering than we are. Our recording machinery has weakened our memories considerably, yet any ancient Roman of consequence strolled about with a slave at his elbow whose job was to tell his master's names of the people he met. American presidents, imitating the Romans, were often supplied with a similar service. It has never been easy to put names to faces. The face is the primary human means of expression, a person's front to the world, even the seat of personal honor. We learn in infancy to be extremely skillful at noticing and interpreting the tiniest details of other people's faces. But just how it is that we recognize them is unknown. Some scientists have thought we might have a special facility in the brain just for fitting facial images to those we have previously encountered and stored away for reference. Names are far less complicated and in fact much easier to recall than faces are. Indeed, we rarely do recall a face, rather we recognize it on encountering it again. Recognition is always easier than recall. We can usually read a language, for example, before we can speak or write it. A person's name, on the other hand, is not usually in sight when we meet its owner. We have to dig it out of memory. We are easily irritated if, after introductions, the first question is, "What do you do?" Who cares what we do? It's ourselves, our face. In the first instance, that counts. The question, however, is an attempt to grasp a person's identity. It is an awkward cultural trait of ours that jobs tend to supply summary identities. Meaning is essential to memory, and proper names are usually meaningless. They are, therefore, normally remembered only in third place. Faces first, then identities, then, if we get that far, names. Identifying characters, however, might actually block retrieval of a name. A professor I know once met an ex-student whose face failed to remind him of anything other than a grade C.